All right. Hi. That was the Datsun Sitting Pretty, and they, I don't know if anyone was listening there or remembers or maybe doesn't remember, but they played the Stolen Girlfriends Club after party in 2013. I remember it. It was good. It was fun. Speaking of good fun, I have a couple of the Ahua crew here in the studio. We have got Nina Bailey, and we don't have Fifi, but we do have Finn Morehill. Say hi, guys. Oh, I'm going to turn you on. That would help, eh? Say hi now.
Kia ora, team.
Oh, welcome. Thanks so much for coming to the studio to chat a bit. I know you guys must be shattered. Are you shattered?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Beyond tired. Absolutely.
It's a really, really big week for you guys. Like, how many shows, how many days? Like, talk us through the actual calendar of grueling
awesome.
Production.
So we have 10 days of runway shows, 2 shows a day, apart from Saturday, our signature show. So that's 16 shows, I believe. Quick math. So we kicked off our week last Friday, and we go till this Saturday.
And how many designers is that? It's not just 16 designers, it's more than that, right? Because some are group shows.
Absolutely. So we have some group shows and some solo shows. We have around 40 designers involved in our fashion week. Yes.
That's huge. That's, possibly bigger or equal to the main fashion week happening at the moment. It's amazing there's so much design talent in Tamaki to do this with. How do you guys find all these designers? There's so many. Some I've heard of, like Sleeping Prophet. I was at that show on Saturday. It was incredible. I followed her work for a long time. But there's also so many designers that are new or new to me, and that's why I really love going to Ahua, is because I find all these amazing brands and designers and creative talent to sort of have on the radar. How do you find them all?
Well, it's not that hard. I mean, that's how Ahua has bloomed and blossomed, and that's why we created Ahua, because there is so much talent. There is so much emerging talent in all the creative scene, but especially designers, and that's why when Ahua first evolved, we found Finn, our beautiful Finn, who is one of the designers that has jumped on and has become more part of the crew, closer crew. And it's not hard. There's so much beautiful, beautiful talent in Tamaki Makaurau and all over Aotearoa. It's just about finding it and providing a place and a platform to be able to exhibit this talent. And it's obviously, there's a hunger for it, because as soon as we created this platform in this space, this community has just grown and thrived. So
yeah, everyone's ravenous for it. Absolutely. Just looking at the crowds on Karang Happy Road each night, it's amazing. So do you reach out to designers? Do you sort of go on Instagram? How do you sort of, do you contact them? Do they contact you? What's the sort of, or is it a bit of everything?
A bit of a mix, yeah. I mean, we get a lot of people from like unis as well. Mm. So a lot of grad collections come through and then they add to it. Also just like knowing people. I mean, you have a designer 1 year showcase and then they tell their friends who are also wanting to do a collection, and you know, we give them a little push a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like with Sleeping Prophet, you know, we pushed her into do a solo show, and I mean, look how that went. That was amazing. So yeah, it's nice to be able to level them up over the course of when they're showing with us.
Yeah, how much sort of nurturing and mentorship goes into it? A lot of them are quite sort of maybe younger or early in their careers or haven't done a production like this. Like, not everyone, it's really hard to actually do a runway show. It takes a lot of people and money and out of a lot of people's reach. So yeah, not everyone gets to experience it. So yeah, how do you sort of guide people through the process of getting a collection to the point it needs to be to show, to guiding them through casting and the whole production? What's the sort of process there, and who's involved in that?
Well, for group shows, we kind of have the producer who kind of leads it all, and then the designers can chip in to that. But for like the solo shows, you know, we really do sit down with the designers and figure out what their collection is and where it stemmed from, and kind of help curate something that's going to be really good for them and their brand.
What about the actual show vision? They're always quite, they're not just models coming down a runway. There's always sort of elements of dance or sort of artistic expression there. How do you decide what the creative vision for each show is?
I guess, yeah, that comes down to our vision. We usually have an overarching theme for our weeks, something that really aligns with us. It's kind of broad. And then everyone, each of these designers kind of have their own expression through the collection. We kind of merge that together. And that's the exciting and fun thing about the production that makes it yummy, is that we get to involve all of these different creative art forms and aspects to really elevate it and just push that overarching theme and the theme underneath that. But yeah, we really do provide a lot for these designers by helping out with the model castings. We do our castings ourselves. We organise all of the logistics, and most of the other creatives involved, we kind of tee it up and just leave them to the collection to make it themselves, because they're usually super busy with actually putting this collection together, but also keeping in comms and meeting regularly to make sure that we are nurturing them and their collection as best we can, and exhibiting it the way that they envision as well.
Mm. And it's a really quite a broad range of sort of design aesthetics on the schedule this year, right? You've got some quite, you know, girly, coquettish kind of stuff, I guess, like Sleeping Prophet, which had two-tone satin, which I haven't seen in years, but I was very happy to see. And you've got more sort of, I guess, subversive, dark stuff. How do you make sure the mix is right, or do you just let the mix come to you?
For this season, we all kind of sit together somewhere and get all these designers together and kind of look about how they would flow over the course of a week or in different group shows. So it's really like, at that point, we look at the pool that we have and we just curate it.
Yeah, the pool that we have kind of comes because we do a designer outreach. We kind of post and be like, come and design with us, come and be a part of Ahua Week. And we get some applications and then some word of mouth. So then we kind of take a look at that, see what we got, and play with it. Yeah.
Something that always blows me away at Ahua, and I always come to shows a little bit early, is because the people watching is incredible. Like, the crowds are just as good as what you see on the runway. The outfits are amazing. It's all so individualistic and just a feast for people watching. What does it sort of mean to you that the community's gotten so behind the event? And I mean, people can buy tickets. Anyone can come. It's really accessible and invitational and... Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's part of the sort of thinking behind Ahua, right?
I mean, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Do you buzz out seeing just the crowds every night?
We buzz out. It's been 11 months. We're in our third season, third installment, and we can't believe that we are selling out. We're high demand. We're absolutely loved and adored, but it just goes to show, like, how hungry these people are for this, and we're feeding the people, and I just feel so blessed.
Yeah.
I feel so blessed that all of these people want to come together and support these young emerging creatives and artists. And it's very, very, very precious. Yeah.
Definitely. We have a very special community.
Yeah. No, it's so visible. It's, why everyone should definitely go check it out, because you really see something like you don't normally see on that sort of scale in Auckland, especially the fact that it's on Karangahape Road is a really... I think important to it, because it's sort of traditionally a bit of an underground alternative place, so it fits really nicely, and it also contextualizes Ahua within that sort of landscape up there of like music and bars and fashion. And it's also just highly visible, like the crowds on that Pitt Street corner location, like everyone can see that something's happening. That's quite amazing.
Absolutely, yeah. Our showroom has been such a beautiful addition to this season.
Yeah,
I think it's really smart having that retail. Yeah, you can go to the corner of Pitt Street and K Road, and there's a showroom open from midday till late, where you can actually buy things from these young designers, which is the best way to support them, because then they get a bit of money and, you know, keep going with
Absolutely.
Their work. It's so, love that. And you can wear the gear around, which is really cool.
100%.
Do you think people realise how creative and powerful Auckland's underground scene is? I mean, when you say underground, that implies it's not seen. So when you see it, it's just like, wow. Yeah, do you think people realise the sort of scale of what we've got here?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are always surprised by seeing what comes out of these shows. And I think, like, the production and all the clothes fit really well together to kind of showcase some interesting ideas.
Yeah. Is it important to you to make this stuff visible?
Yeah. Definitely. And to offer a platform too, I think, is the most amazing part. Just to have people love it. And, you know, when you're backstage calling and you see the designer light up when they're watching their stuff go down the runway, it's just the most beautiful part. So, it's really cool to be able to do that.
Mm. Who's left on the schedule? Because you're only halfway through, right?
We've got 3 more days to go.
Three days
to go.
And who's on the list? Who's worth shouting out? They're all worth shouting out, obviously, but any real highlights or shows you think are going to be really popular and people might want to snap up a ticket now before they sell out?
Absolutely recommend coming and seeing our signature show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
2 looks from every designer involved in the Ahua Week. And beautiful exhibition. You get a little teaser of every collection that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely recommend.
I'd say both the group shows coming in the next couple of days are going to be amazing as well. They've definitely got some either quite dark or quite, you know, light concepts behind them. So yeah, that'll be really cool. And we've got some great set and stuff coming for that too.
Amazing. Finn, what's it like being on the other side now? Do you miss being... Are you showing this year as well? Yeah, are you? Yeah. When are you showing?
I did my collection on Sunday, which was a live draping performance.
Oh my God, cool. How'd that go?
Really well.
Yeah,
really
have you done something like that before?
No. I wasn't... I was planning on doing it as like an installment, but then someone in our crew sold tickets to it.
Oops.
I just had to fully commit. But it went really well.
It was amazing.
Yeah. For listeners who maybe don't know that process, can you sort of explain what that was?
Right. So I had three models come out connected by 8 meters of fabric. And then over the course of 40 minutes, they were all cut and pinned and so on into three different dresses. And we had someone making live modular synths. It was a great friend of mine, Jamie. And then one of my best friends, Chloe, and Therium, she is making jewellery for it. And it's all now back on a fabric roll, and the chain's back on a spool, makeup's wiped off, and the music can't be recreated. So it was really an experience.
So you really had to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so if people want to get tickets for what's left, tickets for all the shows left, if they go to the website, that's all?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah. Cool. I really, really recommend you doing that. I'm going to be at a couple as well. It's so worth making time for, and it's just so damn cool. If you can't go to a show, go to the showroom, pick up some cool locally made fashion that's epic. Amazing. Oh, well, thank you so much, guys. I know you're flat out, so I won't keep you much longer, but I really appreciate you coming in. Oh,
thank you.
And
thank
telling
you
us about it. And good luck, and get some sleep if you can. Yeah.
Sleep afterwards.
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, thanks so much, guys. We will, listen to some music, take a break, and then we've got some more fashion songs to take us through till midday. All right.